Good morning, everyone. Good morning. We're celebrating the 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Our presider is Monsignor Milbauer.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We welcome this morning at this Mass those families who are going through the preparation program for baptism. After the homily, there will be a special blessing for them. Coming together as God's family with confidence, let us ask the Father's forgiveness, for he is full of gentleness and compassion. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. O God, who founded all the commands of your sacred law upon love of you and of our neighbor, grant that by keeping your precepts, we may merit to attain eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into the vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, the landowner saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said to them, "You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off, and he went out again around noon and around 3 o'clock and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, the landowner found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received a usual day wages. So when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? Thus the last will be first, and the first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord.
If we are puzzled by the parable we just heard in the Gospel, we have been warned by Isaiah, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord." We cry, "It's just not fair." But parables are told to make a point, and the point here is that salvation is God's gift, not something we can earn. The parable has nothing to do with a union contract or affirmative action. The landlord was generous on several occasions with different people. With the first group, he was just. With the second group, he was just and generous. And with the third group, he was just more generous. People can demand justice, but not generosity. because generosity is a free gift. The parable bothers us because it reaches deep into our souls, into those places where we cry out, "It's just not fair." The parable takes us back to our childhood, where our brothers and sisters seem to get a bigger piece of cake, a nicer bite, more love and attention. It reminds us of those times in our lives when we were left without a date, without being picked by the team, without being chosen by the teacher or the boss. Yes, there are so many times in our lives when it seems that it's just not fair. One day, the hardworking and highly efficient secretary to the bishop was asked, "How many people work here?" She frowned and said, "About half of them." It's just not fair. When a cab driver and a priest arrived at the pearly gates, Patty, the cab driver, was driven up to a huge mansion, and Father Maloney was dropped off at a small one-bedroom condo. Father Maloney complained, "It's just not fair. I preach hundreds of sermons to God's people." St. Peter explained, "When you preached, people slept. But when Patty drove, people prayed." The key to today's gospel parable is in the very first sentence. The kingdom of heaven is like. This is not about economics, politics, labor relations, or money. Indeed, it ends with the last will be first and the first will be last. We know that when Matthew wrote in the very early times of the church, there was already some feeling of distinction between those who had been followers of Jesus for some time and those who were very recent converts. Matthew was facing the community of believers with the idea that there should be no distinction between the early and later converts. The faithful thought that somehow religion was a matter of reward. But Jesus told them, no. It happens today when we operate on the earthly realm of thinking. Here, where we are in a land rich with immigrants and descendants of immigrants, there is still the idea that those who are new somehow don't belong. We were here first, and those of the rashest of the think tank mentality would deny those very benefits that we take for granted. The kingdom of God is not a matter of reward, but a matter of rejoicing in the fact that all are invited into the reign of God, the first as well as the last, the faithful as well as the sinners, the old-timers as well as the newcomers. Jesus told the good people of his day, those like us, that our faith cannot be measured by our ways, but by God's ways. God is more generous, more loving, and more forgiving than our limited minds could ever imagine. God will not be outdone in generosity. Like the Lord's landlord in today's gospel, generosity is available to us at the beginning of the day, at the middle of the morning, at the top of the day, and the middle of the afternoon, and even at quitting time. No matter what sort of mess we have gotten ourselves into, we can continue to sing, "It's just not fair." But the gospel today encourages us to sing another tune. Graciously raise up, O Lord, those you renew with this sacrament, that we may come to possess your redemption, both in mystery and in the manner of our life, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. There's a special thing they're going to put on the screen. Anyway, on September 3rd, 15 priests of the Archdiocese were elevated to the rank of Monsignor, and I was one of them. Pope Francis has changed regarding those who are to be made Monsignors. You have to be over 65 years of age. And I think the reason for that is to honor these priests for their many years of service to the church. So we congratulate them. I'm going to change into my Monsignor outfit, and I will be out in the pavilion. Please stand. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Come out standing.